A 9-year-old Brisbane girl has sparked national debate after her decision to stay seated for the national anthem during her school assembly. Her name is Harper Nielsen, and she was disciplined after the incident, although the school says that was because she was rude to staff. The non-Indigenous schoolgirl's actions have won her a lot of support, but there's been an angry backlash as well. Stephanie Smale reports.
As her fellow students stood to sing the national anthem at assembly last week, Harper Nielsen stayed seated.
When it says we are young, it completely disregards the Indigenous Australians who were here before us for over 50,000 years. And when it was originally written, Advance Australia Fair meant advance the white people of Australia.
She says the decision was made mostly by herself with the support of her parents. A teacher and the school principal spoke to her after the incident, and she met with the principal later in the week to discuss her behaviour. Her father, Mark Nielsen, has since met with the principal too.
They're trying to find a pathway forward, but they have said that she has to stand or she has to leave the assembly area. She said that that doesn't fit with what she's trying to achieve. And one of the things she really was hoping to do with this was to raise awareness and to get people thinking about things like institutionalised racism.
This morning, when the story hit the airwaves, many callers to ABC local radio expressed their support for her decision.
I would shake the young lady's hand and say, well done.
In Germany, in World War II, they had unquestioning obedience and they had to sing their nationalistic songs, and we know how that ended up.
Queensland Senator Pauline Hanson has slammed her stance, blaming her parents for her actions.
Here we have a kid is being brainwashed, and I tell you what, I'd give her a kick up the backside. I'm proud of the fact of, you know, the national anthem, as everyone should be. And so was Cathy Freeman. She stood at the podium with the national anthem being played. Have they told this kid that?
But the 9-year-old's stand has struck a chord with those who believe the national anthem should change to reflect Australia's full history.
Australia celebrates as one.
Yulta Yulta woman and soprano Deborah Cheatham was part of the launch of Judith Durham's 2009 version of the national anthem.
Soil and sun.
She now sings the lyrics in peace and harmony instead of for we are young and free, and turned down an offer to perform at the AFL Grand Final in 2015 because they wouldn't allow her to sing that version. She's applauding Harper Nielsen's stance.
How incredible that a 9-year-old girl is articulating so clearly her belief in the need for us to have new lyrics to our anthem. It isn't a question of disregarding our past in any way. In fact, it's actually a question of reaching deeper into our past and say, are there better lyrics that we could sing? And I believe there are.
Deborah Cheatham insists it would be a bad look to exclude Harper from the room because she doesn't conform.
She's an Australian. She deserves an anthem that represents her, and she deserves to be able to sit down, in my opinion, if that anthem does not represent who she is.
The state's education department argues the school has respected the students' wishes and provided alternatives, including staying outside the hall or not singing during the national anthem. A spokesman points out claims Harper was threatened with suspension aren't true. He says state schools set out clear standards of behaviour expected from students.
Stephanie Smale with our report.